have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is an amazing question for this week. Amazing question for this week. When people say, my prayers go out, what do they mean? When people say, my prayers go out, what do they mean? It is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing, remember that you can podcast the shows. And no matter where you are in this world, the whole round world, and for the people who think that the world is flat, even though there's no proof, but you just think it, and because you think it, you can't convince you that it's not, it's for you as well. You can podcast, but you can also listen on your phone by calling the listen line, no matter where you are, what you're doing, by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. Amazing. Merry Christmas. And don't forget to like the videos. Like the videos. Merry Christmas. 1 week from today, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, Christmas will be over. Isn't that amazing? And the other thing that is really amazing is Friday. Again. And Friday is get it off your chest Friday. No subjects, whatever you want to deal with on Friday. Friday is, it doesn't matter what you look like, you doing what you're doing. Is what you're doing when you look like you're doing what you're doing. Express yourself Friday.
YouTube. calm like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Shiri Bester says she had just stepped out of Millennium Station when a man lashed out at her.
He yelled, and then he swung and hit me in my left thigh.
Things are getting worse.
Bester soon learning she wasn't the only victim.
We got a call of a battery in progress. There's a guy on the street at Randolph and State punching people.
It's a jungle out there.
At least three women attacked in the Loop Wednesday morning, all apparently at random.
We did empathy. We sacrificed.
Judge ordered him placed on electronic monitoring, a program that has recently come under scrutiny after the fiery attack on a woman sitting on a CTA train.
Who all is going to protect us?
Y'all, I'm in Kroger, and you would not believe the audacity some people have. This woman is with another woman, and she's like, sir, can you reach this off the top shelf for me? We're short. I look at them, I look at him, he look at me, he said, boo. The fact that he knew he needed permission. The audacity.
What a bitch. Amazing. And you want to be married to that. It's a mess, Grandpa. Tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. People gone crazy. Nick put that together. Amazing job, Nick. The American Anchor Baby did that. What the? The world gone crazy. And it's going to get worse. What are you going to do? Are you going to be in it and of it? Or will you be in it, but not of it? I've sat before you, life and death. Choose life. So, I have on my Georgia on my mind t-shirt today. I just got it yesterday. It came in the mail, a gift from Charlie and April from Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Thank you, Charlie and April. It says, Georgia on my mind. I love it. I love it so much. When I opened the package yesterday, I'm like, I'm wearing this to work tomorrow. Thank you, Charlie and April. I met them, the fellowship here at Bond, all the way from Georgia. So I do appreciate it. Right side, a large. And I love it. James is horrifyingly jealous. Hake is so jealous. Because you know how he always tell you what he has on his shirt. Well, what the? And now he can't say he has a Georgia on my mind t-shirt. The only thing he can say, he has the Hate Report t-shirt.
And this one is all old.
I can tell.
Whoa.
It has no, it's just hanging on your body right now.
That's what shirts do.
No. Only after they become old.
I shouldn't have said anything. I keep on feeding into it.
Right. You love all for the thrill of it. Thrill of it. But thank you, Charlie and April. I love the shirt. Georgia is on my mind. Amazing. What does that mean, Ashley? ABC News.
Oh, that's the news. Oh, I don't know. Maybe that's a different name. That's a better name. It's the correct name, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you say, Derek? Amazing. Last night was amazing. I'll tell you about it in a minute here. It was mind-blowing. It was more than what I imagined it would be. It was more than amazing. It was more than marvelous. It was more than the eyes can see or the ears can hear. It was more than mind can conceive. It was wonderful. I'll tell you about it as we move forward. But in the meantime, you can choose life if you want life, because you're already dead. Anyone that has anger slash resentment slash gets irritated, frustration, is dead. You're not alive. Your eyes are open, but you're barely breathing. Amazing. So they're saying that they found the suspect that did the shooting down in over there at Brown University. So I don't know. Nowadays, I know already we don't know what the real truth is, but they claim they have found, according to the New York Times, a man suspected of carrying out a pair of deadly attacks. One at Brown University that killed 2 students and wounded 9 more, and another that killed a Massachusetts Institute technology professor, was found dead in a storage unit in New Hampshire on Thursday. This is from NBC 10 Boston.
We've learned that 48-year-old Claudio Manuel Neves Valente is the man responsible for taking the lives of 2 students here at Brown University and the life of an MIT professor in Brookline, all within a 2-day span, and police say he acted alone. This is the result of a multi-state, multi-day search involving Providence Police, New Hampshire State Police, K-9 teams, and the FBI. Ultimately, Neves Valente was found dead in a storage unit in Salem, New Hampshire. A tip on Reddit was what helped break this case wide open. A user reported a suspicious man driving a gray Nissan with Florida plates around the time of the shooting here at Brown University. In Brookline, a similar car was reported in the vicinity of that shooting, but that time with Maine plates. Police tracked the car and found out it was rented by Neves Valente, who used his own name.
Amazing. And the reason, you know, you never, ever, ever know is because the people who are working on the team of finding this guy, finding him, really didn't seem to know what they were doing. They looked like they were lost. Hate could have done a better job. Really. And then I noticed that, I guess this female is the president of the school. She showed up one day to the press conference looking lost, and she hasn't been back. I haven't seen her since then. I can hear her now. I don't feel like doing no press conference. Y'all, go ahead. And the president of the school did not show up anymore. What a mess. And this is what the here's who the suspect is, according to NBC 10 Boston.
So who is he? A Portuguese national that initially came to the country in 2000 on a student F1 visa to attend Brown University. He was a PhD student enrolled only in physics classes, notable because the majority of physics classes here at the university are held within the Barris and Hawley building, which is where the shooting happened. Neves Valente, though, never graduated. But he was able to stay in the country thanks to a diversity visa program. It helped him obtain lawful permanent residency in 2017. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is actively trying to pause that program specifically because of this incident.
Our work is not done. There are many questions that need to be answered.
And when it comes to those victims, not to be forgotten, this shooting here at Brown University sent 9 students to the hospital. Though we have learned 3 have been discharged, 6 still remain, but they are in stable condition.
Amazing. And last but not least, here is information on the, here's more on how they track the man down. Watch this.
Well, it all came down to the car. Police say that they tracked that car down to a car rental spot in Massachusetts along Atlantic Avenue, and it is the rental agreement that had the shooter's full name on there, Claudio Manuel Neves Valente. From there, they tracked that car right here, and it has been a lively scene here on Thursday night. We're told that they found Valente dead inside of this extra space storage facility, inside his own storage unit that was rented back in November. Inside of that storage unit, they found guns at the scene, which will be tested for ballistic and DNA evidence. Hundreds of agents responded. Evidence response, SWAT, victim services. We had the Providence police here, Massachusetts State Police, as well as local police here as well, Salem police officers. Once again, police say it is the vehicle that helped link Valente to the death of MIT professor and the director of the Plasma Science and Fusion Center at MIT University, Nuno Lurero. And the good news here is that law enforcement says that they are 100% certain. They say that he is responsible for the shooting at Brown University and the death of the MIT professor. But there are still a lot of questions.
What's that noise? Background? Amazing. So they say that there was a guy on the campus of Brown University who saw this man, and this guy was a homeless guy who graduated from Brown University, and he was living in a a little building there on the university campus. Can you imagine that? He graduated, according to the report, the guy that saw this guy, according to the report, graduated from Brown, became homeless, and was living in one of the little buildings there on the Brown University campus. And you pay all your money for a degree. What if this is true? What a mess! And he posted on Reddit report, I believe, that he saw this guy and his information on the truck or whatever. So they say they got him. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I want to go down to Florida and talk to Lewis. I was having a conversation with Lewis yesterday, and we completely ran out of time. And so I asked him to call back today to be fair to Lewis, and he's back on the phone now from Florida. Lewis, you are on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Lewis. So to bring people up to date, your mother is all in your life. She screwed you up. You met this one woman. She ripped you off. You were a beta with her. She took advantage of you. And I think you said you had a child with her too, right?
Yes.
And you guys broke up. And then you met another woman. And she wanted money. And you were spending buku money on her.
And I never did.
So what now?
No, I never did. I never spent money on her like that.
On this new woman, you spent no money?
No. Well, I did, like, on dates and stuff like that, but right. We would only go on, like, maybe once or twice a week, and they were only, like, about $30-$40 per pop, so it's not really that much.
And then she got mad because she wanted you to spend money on her or something?
Yes, she wanted me to pay for her health bills, and she had a lot of debt that I wouldn't pay for, so she got really mad at me.
And then what happened?
Well, then I tried to break up with her because she would call me all sorts of names. She would just insult me. Like, she was very verbally and mentally abusive. So when I tried to break up with her, she called the cops on me, and then she told the cops that I put my hands on her, and then I was arrested right there and then.
You were arrested?
Yes.
Amazing. And did you say you lost your job as a result, or you can't work?
Yes, that's true, because I can no longer pass a level 2 background check, or a level 1 for that matter. I just got rejected from Wendy's.
Wow. You said this woman called you the N-word. Are you black?
No, I'm Hispanic, but my skin's pretty brown.
And why is she calling you the N-word?
I think that she was just trying to get a rise out of me. To maybe what she was looking for was for me to actually put my hands on her. But I never did. I wasn't stupid. Like, I knew that if I ever put my hands on any person, male or female, I would probably just lose my licenses. And, it turns out that I don't have to put my hands on anybody at all. All I have to do is get a woman to just accuse you.
Yeah, that's how it is in America today. And women tend to lie very easily on men now because they hate weak men. And you said that because of her, you can't work or anything. So what are you going to do now that you can't work?
I live in South Florida, so there's a very large Hispanic population here, and a lot of them are illegal. So I've been trying to find work for illegals, but even that is a little bit hard to find right now because ICE is getting them all. So a lot of employers are not hiring those type of people, which is good. You know, it's good for the country, but it's kind of bad for me right now because it's very tough. I have an interview later for a server position at a restaurant. Hopefully I get it. But aside from that, I've been applying for the last 2 or 3 months and nothing. I can't even deliver food for Uber Eats because they also require a level 2 background check, apparently.
What a mess. And so you said yesterday, I believe, that your mother was all involved in your life as well?
Actually, yes. That's what I wanted to get back to. That's what I wanted to actually talk about.
Okay.
Because the thing with my mom is that it is a very convoluted story. And then I remember that after I told you guys a little bit of that yesterday, a lot of people in chat, rightly, they were in disbelief. They thought that I was trolling. I can assure you, if you ask me this story today, or a year from now, or 5 years from now, or even 10, I'm going to be able to tell the exact same story because this actually did happen. But obviously, looking back at it, it's a little bit rough. But for me, that was normal, how I grew up. So I guess let me just tell you a little bit of it. We grew up in South America. I'm not going to disclose the country, right? And over there, the laws for child welfare services, they're non-existent. Like, you don't have family courts. You don't have anything. Like, you can have a woman get her pregnant, and then she can try to set up child support, but the man is not obligated to just give it to her. He could be a neighbor and not pay it, and the state is not going to do anything. So that's how relaxed is down there, right? So when I was little, one of the youngest memories that I had of her was that she was her and my father, they were both very physically abusive towards me. They would hit me a lot. It would be with a belt, spanks, slaps, punch, kicks, especially by my father. My mother, she was more verbally and emotionally abusive, right? I remember that this one time I was about anywhere between 6 or 7. And I thought it was a game because I used to watch a lot of Bugs Bunny back in the day. I remember that she was tying my feet, like with rope, right? So I just let her do it because I thought we were playing a game. Then she tied my arms and my hands, and then I thought, oh yeah, we're just playing. And then later, she tied my mouth, like she put a muscle on me, and then she left me sitting in my room because I was being, I guess, a little too hyperactive, and she always had a problem with that. Now, mind you, she was a stay-at-home mother. She would also punish me a lot for misbehaving in school. But then later it turns out that once I started asking about it, it turns out that my mother, she used to homeschool me a lot, right? So I would go to school, which, by the way, the schools over there, they're harder than here. But I would come home from school and then she would homeschool me some more. So I was very advanced. I was like a level or 2 grades ahead of everybody else. So when I would go to school, I would always finish my work first. So it will take me, 10 minutes to finish an entire work of whatever they gave me. So for the rest of the hour, I was just sitting at a desk doing nothing. So me being the child that I was, I would just stand up and try to play with my classes, a lot of this. So I would get in a lot of trouble. And whenever I would get in trouble, my parents would beat me. my dad used to do this thing, and I don't know if you guys know about this, but like you know, like a door lock, like the knob of a door.
Yes.
You can turn it around, right? So if you flip it around, that means that the lock is on the outside, and then on the inside there is no lock, right? So my dad used to do that so he could lock me in my room so I wouldn't get out. It had been a few times in which he would actually leave me locked in my room for the whole day, and he would just come in every now and then just to change my buckets. And what I mean by buckets is that he would literally leave two empty buckets, one for pee and one for poop, and a very tall glass of water. And he would just leave me there the entire day. That happened a few times, not too often. But, yeah, it did happen. To me, it was normal because I was in my room. I was like, well, at least I have my toys, right? But no. Later, once I talked to a psychologist about it, they told me that I was abused. I was like, well, I didn't think that I was abused because it was my normal, right? But, okay, so that happened. I was beaten until I was 16. I came to this country when I was 11. And when I came, I was 11. I was in middle school. I remember I was in seventh grade. And my father was still beating, like really, really bad. And I switched from wearing those short pants, you know, the pants that the middle schoolers wear, the one that goes down to your knees, yeah. Right? I used to wear them because it's kind of hot down here, you know, in South Florida. So, but my dad would beat me so bad that my mom told me to start wearing pants and long sleeve shirts to school so I could hide all of my bruises. And it kind of sucked because it was pretty hot, but the rooms, the classrooms, they were, their AC was always fully on. So it was okay inside the classroom, but like walking from class to class, it was pretty hot. And that didn't stop until I was 16. And the only reason why that stopped was because my parents tried to get a divorce. Now my mom, she fell into a really, really deep depression once my father cheated on her and she found out. And she wanted to kill herself. She wanted to do all these things. And I was basically a teenage therapist to her. And part-time, I was keeping her alive because she was on some heavy meds. And I saw her trying to cut herself with, like, the kitchen knife. So I remember that I was, like, about maybe 14, 15. And I would be hiding all of the knives in the house, just somewhere in my room, so she would not do anything. She would come into my room sometimes, like at 1 a.m., 3 a.m., and just ask me, beg me to, like, just get out of the house with her. It's like, hey, let's just go somewhere. And I would ask her, where are we going to go? Like, are you sleepwalking? Because I think that sometimes she would sleepwalk, too, because of all the meds. I would always just put her back in her room. She was always bad-mouthing my father. It was always terrible. And I skipped over this. When I was 9 to 10, I was in sixth grade, and because of my quote-unquote poor behavior in school, because, again, I was always ahead of everybody, and I kept getting kicked out of school, they put me in military school. So I would go in on Monday mornings to the school, and then I would not go back home until Friday evening, and that happened for an entire year. And the only reason why it only happened for a year was because my father got robbed at gunpoint. And then he decided that it wasn't safe to stay in that country anymore. So we came to the United States shortly after. But amazing. during that time, my mother would tell me that the weekends were the worst time for her of the week because those would be the times that I would be home. She said that she was much happier when I was away at the boarding school, at the military school. And, you know, that's not really easy to hear when you are a 9-year-old. That your own mother doesn't really want you around, and she would just
Hold on, Lewis. Let me take a break. When I come back, we'll finish this, and I have to get to some more calls. Hold on a minute. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. You know, Christmas is coming up, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? Amazing. Merry Christmas. And like this video. Like it. A couple quick announcements. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair, and he's on fire. And then after the Hake Report, a brand new episode of the Fallen State TV. I had a fun but interesting discussion with Pastor Chrissy Miles. And she is the pastor at Influence Church and the co-founder of Miles Media Inc. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Do you believe that human beings are in a fallen state?
We were all born into sin, but the good news is that we can be born again.
Anyone that has anger or evil, they play God.
When you can fix the heart issue, then you can fix the acts of the flesh. Your behavior is just a byproduct of the things that you believe.
God and Christ, Christ over man over woman. Every time the man listens to a woman, he suffers.
I don't think that that's true.
Yeah. Amazing. You're going to love it. Really. It's going to be helpful for those who want to overcome their thrills. And you should support, you can support the Fallen State right there on the YouTube channel by becoming a member of the FallenState.tv or JesseLeePeterson.com/JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. All right. And then after that, oh Lord, not George Lord, but the American Anchor Baby. Flying high on the natural energy from God. The American Anchor Baby. Right after the FallenState.tv. And then Sunday morning fellowship. All are invited. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. All right. Let me go quickly back to Lewis. According to Lewis, he's gone through hell with his father and mother. So, Lewis, so you went through all this, and is your mother still involved in your life?
Well, she's trying to be, but I keep her a very, long arm's length. I don't really text her too much. I visit them because they live.
Are you on a speaker or something?
No, I'm just near my computer, but I can leave my computer.
Okay.
Okay. Is it better now?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I my parents live about 15 minutes away from me, so I do visit them sometimes, but I do I don't really interact much with my mom.
And why do you have anything to do with her at all?
My father tells me that she's my mother, so I have to honor her and respect her and show her love because she had me.
But why would you believe your father if your father's so cruel to you as well?
Because Hispanics, we have strong family values and bonds, and it's like if we don't have family, we have nothing. So,
but that's not strong family value. That's hate. Those are thrills. And there's no love in that at all. Why do you continue to hold on to something that's not working for you?
See, because like I said, I really don't have anything else. That's why I tried to get my own family, right? That's why I had the girl that I had the two children. And I thought we were doing okay, but then she left and then she took everything with her. You know, mainly the kids. So now I ended up with nothing. So it's like I can't have a nuclear family and I can't have a family of my own creation. So might as well just go back to the only thing that I have.
Amazing. So let me ask, did your parents, are you an only child?
No, I have a brother, and that's also his own separate issues, because when my mom was going through all of that, I am 7 years older than my brother. And I had to take care of my little brother while my mom was crashing out over the whole almost getting divorced, my dad cheating and doing all these things. And I had to cook for him. I had to bathe him. I had to play with him because my mom was severely incapacitated. But my brother hates me because I was, quote unquote, mean to him growing up. But I explained to him, I told my brother, you know, I was severely abused. I was bitten. I was doing all these things, and I still tried my best with you. But he doesn't care. He's like, well, you were mean, and you should have known better. I was like, yo, I was an early teenager. Like, what do you want from me? But, yeah.
And so your question for me is what?
How can I truly forgive my mother, because she has done so many things that were unforgivable. Oh, and remember the biggest one was when I had my quote unquote wife, which was my stay at home girlfriend, because I turned her into a stay at home girlfriend because, you know, she had the children. I was like, well, women shouldn't have to work when they have children. I don't want to put my child in daycare. So just stay here or just manage all the finances. You know, I'll work extra jobs if I have to. And I did. I was working 5 jobs at a time. I was working 1 full-time job, and I was working 4 part-time jobs. Like, every day I had, like, a different little job. And I was also going to school in the meantime. So we were scraping by. She managed to get WIC. I don't know if you guys know what WIC is. WIC is, like, women and something children. It's basically like food stamps, but how food stamps should be. They only give you a pound of beans, this much peanut butter, this much cheese, this much milk every single month. So it's pretty good. We had that. So the babies were able to eat. She was able to eat. And our food budget was low because of that. Right? So that really helped. But I was only able to cover the basic necessities, right? You know, the rent, the utilities, credit cards, gas, and all this stuff. And then my mom would tell me that I needed to give her more money so she can, quote unquote, keep her independence. So I have to give her an allowance. I was like, Mom, I can't give her an allowance. I don't have money for that yet.
So your mother told you to give your live-in girlfriend allowance?
An allowance, yes.
Really?
You know, spending. Yeah, like I had to give her like at least an extra $1,000 so she could retain her independence.
And did you do it?
Of course not. I had no money. Like all the extra money that I had was for savings just in case something broke, like the car. I drive a 2013 Honda, and that requires a maintenance, you know, like new tires, AC filters, oil changes, all that stuff. So whenever I had any extra money, I would always put it in savings.
Oh, okay. Amazing. And so your question for me is what?
How can I truly forgive my mother after she has been the way that she has been my entire life, and she even continues to be like this?
knowing that your mother is evil and she cannot help herself. And her mother screwed her up and all that mess. And forgive her. She could not help herself. And forgive your father. He could not help himself. That's why he couldn't protect you from your mother. And then you'd be done with both of them. Do what you want, but here's what I recommend. Be done with them. Stay away from them completely. And I want to encourage you to start doing the silent prayer, and so that the spirit of truth can take over your life and give you perfect peace. But you got to start looking within and living from within, and I promise you everything will change. But you got to be done with them, be done with dating and all that. Don't want for anything but what is right. Seek the kingdom of God first, and everything will be added. Don't look for another woman, because you're going to always pick your mama when you look for another woman. So don't look for another woman. Don't look for anything but the truth, and let the truth catch on. I mean, take over your life, and you'll be fine.
All right.
But you got to forgive them either by Skype or phone, if it's not safe to go around them, and just say, hey, I've been resenting you guys all my life because you were so cruel to me. I realize now you could not help it. And so I was wrong to resent you, but I'm done. I'm moving on. And be done with them and move on with your life. Don't contact them. Don't give them a dime. When God said for us to honor our parents, he just mean don't resent them. They could not help themselves. That's why they screwed you up, because they were lost. Parents are lost, and they have no love. And so don't resent them. And that's all it means. That's the only thing you have to do with the father and the mother. But it doesn't mean you have to hang around them. You don't owe them anything. You have no obligation toward them at all. You're not responsible for their lives. You are only responsible for your own life. And with the women, just don't look for a date or anything, because if you do, you're going to make that your God, and you're going to always end up in the same situation or worse. You should have no other God before God. So start working on yourself. Just find yourself another job, forget about what has happened, and stay present. And I promise you, everything will change, and you will be fine.
Did you say stay present or pleasant?
Present, meaning don't be in your head thinking about the past or the future, because what has happened has already happened, and it doesn't exist anymore. And once you forgive them by realizing you were wrong for hating them, everything's going to change for you.
Okay. Thank you.
But you got to stay away from them. Don't let your father say, oh, you got to see your mother because she's your mother. That's a lie. You don't owe her anything. You got to stay away from evil that's inside of human beings, and then observe the evil inside of your own self, but don't call it you, and you'll be fine. But you got to get away from those people.
I understand.
And don't let your father or your mother make you feel guilty, or somehow or another you owe them something because they're your mother, they're your parents. You don't owe them a thing. And
right.
And you don't have a family. You never had a family. So don't be trying to hold on to something you didn't have.
Like I didn't even have a nuclear family?
Uh-uh. You were catching hell.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, if you ever read about, I think it was Bowen, the therapist, he said that a lot of families, they operate in dysfunction, right? There's always like a black sheep in the family. And that's how I feel that I am. Because like I said, my mom doesn't like me. My dad is, I guess, 50-50 on me. And then my brother straight up hates me. And I think that by all of them unilaterally disliking me, that kind of keeps them united because they all live together. My brother still lives with them, and he's in his late 20s.
But they're all miserable, though. You're fortunate in that you're starting to wake up. And in all family, it seems that there's one or two other kids who are part of the family, but they're really not a part of the family. They're there, but there's something different about them. And you're going to be fine now that you're going to start working on yourself. You're going to pull away, you know, you're going to pull away from them and start living your own life as an individual. Christ said that he came to divide the family, not unite them, to divide the good from the evil. And so you're one of the fortunate ones that you can now get away from them and be done with them. Don't have any communication with them at all.
Okay.
And don't give your mother any money. And don't be dating right now. That's the last thing you need in your life is a date.
I can't even date right now. I don't have a job or money.
But even if you had a, if you were had a job or money, you still shouldn't be dating because of your resentment for your mother. The woman is your God, and you're going to always pick your mama, and because the same spirit of your mother is in you, you have a hate. You have a love-hate for her. And so every woman you meet will be your mother, and you will not know how to deal with her.
Yeah, you're right.
But once you but once you stop resenting them and then let light take over your life, let God take over your life, he will put in your life whatever you're supposed to have. He will give it to you, and it will be perfect.
Okay. Yeah. I'll definitely start doing that right now, like right away, because I have nothing else to lose. And like, I have a lot of free time because, you know, unemployed. So, sure.
And do the silent prayer. Are you familiar with the silent prayer?
Yeah. After you told me to do that yesterday, I looked it up. You have it on bond.com or something like
that. Yeah, rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer.
Yeah, I watched the video. I tried it. I thought it was, it felt more like a little bit of meditation. So it was pretty nice, actually.
Yeah, you don't want to meditate. You want to observe. You want to see those thoughts. And seeing them, you eventually realize you are not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your body. You're none of the things you think that you are. And you will be free. But do the silent prayer morning and night and practice being present. And eventually you're going to have another job. Your life is going to be amazing.
I sure hope so, Jesse. Thank you so much.
It will, but you got to make sure you drop the anger. Your parents are evil. They could not help themselves, so you stay away from evil.
I will, sir. Thank you.
And don't let them text you, or if they do, don't return the text. If they call you, don't call them back. You just stay to yourself and work on you for now.
Will do, sir.
I wish you well. Let me know how it goes.
Yep, I'll probably call back maybe 6 months from now or so to give you an update.
All right, I wish you well. And again, the nuclear family is just an idea. It's not even real. Family members don't like each other. Your family is not the only one. All families are screwed up.
Right, I know.
So I'm a little more, you know, a little worse than others, but it's the same. There's no such thing. So forget about this idea of family.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Any other questions before I run?
No, no, that's it. I already took enough of your time. Thank you.
All right, let me know how it goes.
I will.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Over on DLive, shout out to yesterday's top contributors on the DLive crew.
Shout out.
Coffee Talk with Sandra, Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1, Wolf 336, Kilo Alpha Tango, and the rest of the supporters. Thanks as always.
Amazing. Thank you all. I appreciate it.
Jamie bought a follow-up coffee yesterday. on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hake! Double exclamation mark. I'm disappointed with you on reading my last coffee comment, says Jamie. You totally misread it horribly. I said, everyone, please remember to donate as little as much as you can to such and such. You said so and so. Anyways, I forgive you. Just keep on practicing. Scrunch face laughing. God bless everyone.
Thank you. You can't be promoting somebody else to donate to. But,
thank you, Jamie. But,
thank you, Jamie. Amazing.
Lori bought a coffee. It doesn't even make sense that God would test anyone because he knows everyone. He's God. He knows all things. It's evil, tempting, and testing to see who will fall for lies and then blame God for it.
I know. What a mess. It's so amazing to me when I hear human beings saying that God is testing them. I think God is letting me go through this for a reason. I think it has to do. God is not doing any of that. God, think. And I think the people are seeing God the way that they are. But God sent his son and freed you up from pain and made you free. Why would he test you for anything? Why would he turn around and give you pain? I think that human beings think God operates the way that they operate. God does not test. God does not put you through anything. Oh, another thing I think that they do, they read the Bible, and they read about the story from the people in the Bible, and they think that that's what they are going through or what they have to go through because the people in the Bible say that that's what they went through. It's the same, but amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am, or Mrs. Jeff, drone flyer on gab.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Did you know Jesse Lee is on Gab answering the biblical question when people say,
my prayers go out, what do they mean?
It means you have compassion, and you will ask God to give healing or comfort. We are told to pray for one another, says Jeff.
Amazing. Thank you. And I put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Elise bought a generous 13 coffees. Keep up the great work, Jesse. You helped me a lot through the years. I have a quick question. What did it mean when Adam and Eve realized they were naked?
It means that they realized they had been separated from the Father, from the light. They were on their own. They were in hell. Amazing. Thank you.
Birdie Bound B bought a coffee. If you catch the first thought, as the assignment is this week.
The assignment this week is catch the first thought.
If you do so,
become a thought watcher.
Satan starts to get antsy. So you start another thought coming. You got another thought coming. Catch that one the first time too. Pardon me, Birdie Bound B. I can't read.
Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Amazing.
Thank you, sir. Kayla on Cash App. Merry, Merry Christmas. Christmas tree emoji. Very generous. And she spelled Christmas the way that Hake spells it, Xmas, because X stands for Christ.
S stands for Christ?
Mm-hmm.
How does S stand for Christ?
It's the first letter in the Greek alphabet the word for Jesus.
Are you a Greek?
For Christ. Maybe a little bit.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Shout out to Mayor. Oh, we'll read the rest later.
2 more hours to go. When I come back, straight to your calls. The Hate News now, back in a moment.
From rage to responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father. And I returned to my father. And through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
some serious mess going on in this old here world. Am I right? Or am I right? This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Express Yourself Friday, the 19th of December, AD 2025. The lines are full. Shout out to the ladies who joined their fellow man, woman, in the Women's Forum last night, third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. That was excellent, I heard. Shout out, rebuildingtheman.com/events. JLP, we'll be right back to your calls, and we'll get to your super chats, more of your super chats, and more great stories. It is Hake News on Fake News, and you can call in every so often just in case a line opens up, but the lines are full currently. You'll get a busy signal. President Donald J. Trump announced the first ever Patriot Games, a youth athletic competition celebrating America's upcoming 250th anniversary, 1776 to 2026. Some Democrats, I call them demon rats, of course, mocked the idea, comparing it to The Hunger Games, some dumb movie. I haven't even seen it. Or have I? The dystopian book and film franchise in which children are forced to fight to the death in televised arenas. Pretty dumb, huh? Silly. Anyway, Brown University suspect, he was found, as you heard earlier this hour, the man suspected, so-called man, suspected of shooting fatally two students at Brown University up in Providence, Rhode Island. He was found dead on Thursday night, last night. After taking his own life, they say, he committed suicide. Police identified him as a 48-year-old former Brown student and a Portuguese national. Portuguese are not usually such a problem, I heard. His body was found at a storage facility in Salem, New Hampshire. Officials said he had no known criminal record in the United States, was also responsible for the killing of an MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, I think, professor, science-y type thing, earlier this week. Wow. Rhode Island Governor Dan McKee praised the team of local, state, and federal law enforcement for their extraordinary collaboration and professionalism following the six-day manhunt, so-called male hunt, personhood. Anyway, a gun buyback plan over in Australia. Their solutions are not solutions at all. Australia's prime minister announced a national buyback plan for firearms to get more guns off our streets. I don't think were street guns, but I could be mistaken. I think the guy who committed the attack over in, or the father and son, was the father's six legally owned guns. They're not on the streets. Anyway, in the wake of the Bondi Beach massacre, comes after 15 people were killed when two gun males, not men, opened fire at a Hanukkah celebration in Sydney on Sunday. Bondi Beach, the top two most Jewish places in Australia. Under Australia's new buyback plan, states and territories will be tasked with collecting the weapons and processing payments to individuals for surrendered firearms, while federal police will be responsible for destroying them. What a waste, huh? As funerals get underway across the country, thousands of people gathered at Bondi Beach hours ago for a paddle circle to honor the victims of the anti-Semitic, all one word, no hyphen, to make it seem real, attack, and to reject fear and hatred. If they were really rejecting fear and hatred, they wouldn't surrender their guns. But anyway, North Carolina, there was a jet crash, but I can rest you assured that Anchor Bay was not flying that, but seven people died after a small plane jet, private jet that is, crashed shortly after takeoff in Statesville, North Carolina on Thursday. Former NASCAR driver Greg Biffle, I don't know how to say that name, but a white man, and his wife and two children among the victims, per a statement, Biffle, Greg Biffle, whatever, rest in peace. And three other passengers aboard that thing, that Cessna C-550. I'm James Hake, now JLP, Hour 2. Mm-hmm.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Whoopa. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and Merry Christmas. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy for those who want to overcome their misery, their thrills, and live. When people say, my prayers go out, what do they mean? When people say, my prayers go out, what do they mean? Really? What? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever you're doing, working out, making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, getting your Christmas stuff out, buying Christmas toys, or whatever, and you were like, well, I would still want to hear the show. I'm a podcaster show, you say, but you still can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It is whatever's on your mind. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Sherry Bester says she had just stepped out of Millennium Station when a man lashed out at her.
He yelled, and then he swung and hit me in my left thigh.
Things are getting worse.
Bester soon learning she wasn't the only victim.
We got a call of a battery in progress. There's a guy on the street at Randolph and State punching people.
It's a jungle out there.
At least three women attacked in the loop Wednesday morning, all apparently at random.
We did empathy. We sacrificed.
Judge ordered him placed on electronic monitoring, a program that has recently come under scrutiny after the fiery attack on a woman sitting on a CTA train.
Who all's going to protect us?
Y'all, I'm in Kroger, and you would not believe the audacity some people have. This woman is with another woman, and she's like, sir, can you reach this off the top shelf for me? We're short. I look at them, I look at him, he look at me, he said, boo. The fact that he knew he needed permission. The audacity.
Amazing, huh? What a mess. The audacity that he's married to something like that. What the? Grandpa, Tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. So last night, we had the women's forum last night. It was the third Thursday night of the month. And so every third Thursday night, for those who don't know, is lady forums. And our first Thursday night for men only, and Sunday morning for everyone. Last night, it was I'm sitting there and watching and listening and remembering how it was when I met all these ladies, right? When they first showed up at the meetings, Sunday morning meetings or Thursday night meetings. And I'm looking at, and I'm thinking, this is amazing as to how those ladies have changed. I mean, everything has changed about them. They're softer. The anger is gone, disappearing. They are wiser or wise now than they were when they first came. They are absolutely facing what's going on with themselves, and they're seeing what's going on and overcoming. It's just amazing. It felt like, it seemed like we were all of the ladies were my sisters. And I was their brother. And they have real love operating through them now. And I'm thinking, you can really change if you want to. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. You don't have to be you anymore. And you can be free. And the ladies, I'm telling you, and everybody and their mama showed up. They mama if you're black, and their mama if you're white showed up. It was with real love, real love. So ladies, stay with our theme this year for the fellowship and all the meetings is to practice being present. And it was a bang. It was amazing. Really. And it was just worth being up late, staying up late, and working with that. Ladies, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Their minds are being renewed by the spirit of truth. Really. And all of them, you could just see a change. It's like a light came on, and you can see the light in them. And this year went by so fast. It's like, I remember when we first started last year, and all of a sudden it's the end of, I mean, when we first started, the beginning of this year, and already it's a end of this year. And it's been a blessing. It's been amazing. It's been wonderful. And ladies, stay with it. Stay with it. Just stay with it. And there's no way now that they can turn around even if they wanted to. Because the light is on. And they've gone through a lot. But likewise, they have overcome a lot. It's been amazing. So last night meeting was amazing, ladies. Right on. I went to bed like really late. I closed my eyes only for a moment, and the moment was gone. It was just over. I was like, what the? But it was all worth it. This whole year working with the ladies have been worth it. And ladies, you can change. And you don't need... Matter of fact, a man or people, places, or things cannot help you change at all. A man cannot help you in this one. They can't help you in this one, ladies. You're going to have to do what the men have to do if they want to be free. If you want to be free, you got to go to the Father yourself. You got to forgive your mothers for recreating you in her image because you're not yourself. You're your mother. And then forgive your fathers for not protecting you from the mother. You got to do what the men do if you want to be free. And salvation, the kingdom of heaven, is for all who will receive it. Really, it's for everyone that wants it. And so, ladies, stay on it. Stay with it. And I don't care if the whole world turn against you. They're not for you anyway. Your family members, your friends, your husband, your wife, your children, your wife, men, and your husband, ladies. They're not for you anyway. Human beings don't love you. It's impossible for them to love you. Love can only come from the spirit of truth. And there is real love there. And you can't imagine what it is. To imagine what it is, what the kingdom of heaven is, or what real love is to never know love. Your mind cannot understand the spirit of truth. Thinking about it is keeping you away from it. If you want to know God, you got to stop thinking about God. If you want to know Christ, the Son of God, you got to stop thinking about him. Thinking is what's keeping you away from knowing them. You can pray about them. You can shout about them. You can cry. You can lift up your faint holy hands. You can read the Bible until the cows come home. You can quote scriptures until you're black and blue in the face. You can go to Bible college, Bible school, and Bible degree, whatever, and you still won't know them. You'll just know about them. And knowing about God and his son is not knowing God and or his son. If you want to know them, you got to forget about them. Then you shall know them. And to know them, you got to forget about you. You got to stop thinking about you. You've been taught wrong. And that's another thing that came out in the meeting last night. And we've talked about this before on the show and Sunday meeting. You've been taught wrong how to live. I received a call from a family member, and she's graduating from college soon. And she was like, "Punchy, I don't know what I'm gonna do after college. I'm not sure." And she named off the different things that she may or may not do. And she was like, "I just don't know what to do. I feel pressure, like I have to make a decision." And then I said to her, "You don't have to make a decision. Just do what you're doing right now and have a wait and see. And when it's time to do the next thing, it'll happen naturally. Don't make a decision." And then she was like, "Well, don't I have to have goals? Shouldn't I be having goals or something?" I'm like, "No. Let all your ideas and goals go and let things happen naturally. You're not supposed to have goals. That's a setup." And she was like, "But my parents and my teachers told me I need to have goals." They are lying to you. And look at the people that are telling you to have goals, how stressed and worried and unhappy they are. And they have goals. But the only thing a goal is going to do, goals are going to do, is give you false ideas about life and stress you out. And you're going to try to reach those goals and get them, but you're still going to be unhappy. You have no peace. So I'm like, "No goals. Just live and do what's in front of you. Don't have any what if. Well, what if this doesn't work? What if that doesn't work? What if this happened? Is that? Don't do any what ifs. Have a way to see. That's the real way of living. The other way is that everybody teaching everybody to live the same way and look at the hell on earth. Why you keep doing what every generation tell you to do? It is not working. Then people are telling you, get married. Have a family. Look how miserable they are at married and with a family. And been married 3 or 4 times already, have 100 children and still miserable. And yet you go try the same thing. I'm like, no, no goals. Just do what's in front of you to do and let life just happen. Life will happen for you. Life will speak to you. Life will add on to you if you let it. And she was like, really? I'm like, yeah. And she was like, well, didn't you have a goal where you started bond or starting your show and all that? No. It just came about. It really, I had no plan, no idea. It wasn't even an idea, a plan to do what I do. As a matter of fact, if you had asked me, and sometimes I would tell you what I'm going to do in life, right? My whole plan in life was to move to California, get me a job, buy me a house, because I've been told all my life to buy a house by the time I'm 25. A man should have his own home by 25. So if he does get married, he can bring his wife into his world instead of going into her world. And that makes sense. So I got a house, and my plan was to get a house and date a whole bunch of women. That's my whole, I want to get me a house, and I wanted a red sports car, a 280Z, and I got it. Got the house at 25, and my plan was to have buy some clothes and get a bunch of women, and I did that. And I'm like, what the? But lay down your plans and let the truth guide you. You don't need a goal. You don't need a plan. You don't need to think about what's going to happen or not happen. You can be free. The people who are telling you to do all this other stuff, they're not free. Look at them, including your parents. Amazing. Lay down your weapons. Stop fighting with the devil in your mind and the devil inside of others. Why don't you? Christ said, don't fight. And what do? You fight. He said, don't argue and fight. Don't try to prove anything to anyone. He never tried to prove anything to anyone. Why do you do that? I was telling her, another thing I recommend, do what you want to this family member. I was telling her, don't take sides. Don't be for anything or against anything. Don't take sides. And she was like, what do you mean, don't take sides? Don't take sides. It's an amazing way of living. It's freedom. But people take sides and they think what they believe, because every human being thinks that their thoughts are unique and that what they believe is the right way and the only way. And then if you go against their belief, you come around, you have your belief don't agree with their belief, it's a war starts, because it's a challenge that another person has a different way of thinking than you. And even when people are locked into their thinking, you can show them that they're wrong and they still won't believe it. They won't believe it because they're convinced the way they think is the only way to think. And then they start a war. But anyway, there's another way of living. There is another way, and it comes from within. There is a kingdom of heaven inside of you. stop looking on the outside. You're not going to find it outside of you at all. You're not going to find it in a building. You're not going to find it in a Bible, whether it's the Allah Abba Bible or the Torah or the Christian Bible or whatever. It's not there. It's in you. It's in you. But you got to be willing to look within and overcome everything you think about you. Isn't that amazing? I want to show you this video before I take some calls here. It's amazing. From NBC 4. The world gone crazy. Meaning that human beings are gone. Human beings are insane. Isn't, oh, and you're probably thinking, well, everybody's not insane. Isn't it insane to be angry? Isn't it insane to be emotional? Isn't it crazy to be angry? It's insane to live from without. Anyone that has anger / resentment or frustration or whatever you want to call it, you're insane. Really, you're just insane. NBC News. A paraplegic D.C. man says his nurses and aides are sleeping on the job when they're supposed to be taking care of when they're supposed to be keeping him safe. He and advocates are sounding the alarm about what they'll call a growing risk related to nurses management through a city program funded by Medicaid. Watch this from NBC 4.
Damon Brooks knows the value of a good team.
No typos, no misinformation.
As a writer for the Monumental Sports Network, he makes his living covering athletes. 13 years ago, a tragic wrestling accident with a friend left him a paraplegic. He depends on nurses and aides throughout the day, managed through a city program funded by Medicaid. It allows him to remain in his own home.
Your morning nurse is fantastic.
She's outstanding. We'd have no problems at all.
A different team is supposed to monitor him overnight. That's when he says things get harder.
Every night since, I've unfortunately had this accident, I've had employees sleeping, snoring on the job, neglecting me. Sometimes I've been left sitting in wet chucks. Sometimes I've been, just neglected to use the bathroom, and it's been very difficult for me.
It's become such an issue, he's installed cameras around his apartment in plain sight. He says he's collected hours of employees appearing to sleep through the night.
They're supposed to be repositioning me, catheterizing me on time. They're not supposed to be sleeping and snoring. And they're supposed to be attentive to my needs. But sadly, that hasn't been the case.
He says he's complained for years.
I've sent pictures. I've sent emails to the nursing agency, the deputy mayor, council members. I've done it. I've done multiple things to try to get assistance.
But says the problem has only gotten worse.
What's wrong with the blacks? You still want black workers? Those are DEI workers. They're sleeping on the job with a black employer. Just imagine what they would do if you were a white employer. What a mess. And then you get on them about it, they call you racist. What's wrong with me sleeping? I'm black. You just don't want me to sleep because I'm black. Amazing, huh? Advocates raises concern during a D.C. roundtable discussion earlier this year. They raised concern about this. Watch this.
Advocates have raised concerns, too, about sleeping on the job earlier this year at a D.C. Council roundtable discussion on long-term care.
It is a very serious problem of aides showing up with no intention to work. Many of my clients report and have photos of aides arriving for the overnight shift, midnight to 8 a.m., with blankets, pillows, hair rollers, clearly intending to sleep.
Attorney Holly Eaton says because of a shortage of aides or PCAs,
Home health agencies allow their employees to avoid what they consider more difficult cases because they worry they'll quit.
We all make sacrifices day in and day out. Just because it's a night shift doesn't mean you have the ability or the right to sleep.
A spokesperson for the Department of Healthcare Finance, which oversees the program for the city, told the I-Team, DHCF expects that all nurses or personal care aides are consistently available to deliver services as needed, safely and appropriately as needed, and in accordance with a Medicaid beneficiary's plan of care.
Amazing. Well, you better be trying to find some white workers. Because the brothers and the sisters got to go to sleep. Can we say DEI? My country is gone. And white people, you turn your country over to these people. And look what you're getting. But Jesse, it's because of slavery. Black people need to sleep all their life. They've been beat by the slaves. And it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. And you think that's bad, and it is. You could have been stuck at a Planet Fitness program down in Miami. Where NBC Miami is reporting that a woman was arrested after video showed her punching a Miami Planet Fitness employee in the face and causing a scene inside and outside the gym before trying to flee. WPLG, Local 10 News. Watch this.
The woman's anger is evident from the second a witness starts to record.
Keep his hands up.
The female patron is seemingly enraged at an employee of the gym as she charges towards the counter inside the business, attempting to provoke a confrontation.
Push him in! Push him in!
Seconds later, the woman jumps over into an employee-only area and hones in on a male worker. Punch after punch is thrown at the worker, who in this video does not fight back. Other employees try to break it up.
Call 911. Call 911.
The incident happened last Friday at this Planet Fitness in Little Havana on Southwest 8th Street and 8th Avenue. And by the time City of Miami police arrived, the woman was already outside attempting to drive away. We've learned 35-year-old Kiara Bryant was arrested on a battery charge and for disorderly conduct. Investigators say she had been causing a commotion inside of a locker room and that she became irate after a male employee told her to lower her voice or the police would be called. An arrest report says she got in his face and the victim pushed her back and away from him with both hands in self-defense twice. And she was being constantly aggressive towards him while balling her fists. Planet Fitness releasing this statement about the matter, saying, in part, the safety of our employees and members is our top priority, and we have zero tolerance for violence of any kind. The franchise group worked closely with the local police and have canceled the member in question.
Amazing. Are you ready now to separate from the blacks? Or you still want to give it a chance? Integration does not work. It will not work. It can't work. It's impossible. And it's only going to get worse. When I come back, straight to your cause. This is a spiritual battle. Good versus evil. There's no gray area. 888-775-3773. When I come back, your phone calls. What a mess. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autograph copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Amazing Merry Christmas. And Charlie and April, thank you for this Georgia on my mind t-shirt. I got it yesterday, and I'm like, I'm wearing this tomorrow. Thank you all so much. I love it. A couple announcements. Get your orders in. It's still a little time left. Christmas is next week, but we'll get them to you as fast, quickly as we can. All right? T-shirts, mugs, books, and whatever. We will sign the books, coffee, Punch's coffee. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, or jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop. And Merry Christmas to all. And for those who have been helping and are helping us to help others by donating to the nonprofit and all that, thank you. Really appreciate it. You can continue to do that. It is tax deductible, so you get it back by going to rebuildingtheman.com/donate, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. All right? Amazing. Let me go to the busy phone here. Let me go to the first-time caller, James out of Tennessee. James, you are on the air.
Good morning, brother. How are you?
All is well, James.
Thank you. I just kind of thank you, and I'd like to be asked a biblical question if you can.
When people say, my prayers go out, what do they mean?
When they say it out loud or they put it on the internet, that's just ego. And if they really mean it, they keep it in their heart, you know, and ask the Father to do his will.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that. And
I also got to thank you.
I'm sorry?
Also got to thank you, sir. I've been following you now about a year, and you have really turned my life around. I've been to church my whole life, on and off. And I just was a mess, a wreck, you know.
Yeah.
And by doing what you say, by seeking the Father first of the morning, that has really turned my life around. And last at night, and forgiving my mother, which she's the only one I have left living. But you're so right about everything. I went to forgive her, and it's like I did render the Lord and go forgive her. I mean, do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I went up there shaking in my boots, like you said. You know.
Amazing.
And I asked her, you know, I said, I'm sorry for resenting you. I know you couldn't help yourself. That's all I said. And the look on her face. And it's just amazing how everything you said comes true. I mean, I have people left me, don't want to be around me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Which that's good. I don't care. Let them go.
That's right. Absolutely.
I just want to thank you, brother. Merry Christmas to you and all your crew there.
Right on. Merry Christmas, James. And you stay with it. Stay with it. I'm telling you, man. You haven't seen anything yet. You just stay present, and when you're present, you're with the truth, and the truth is it's going to be amazing.
Oh yeah, and like you said, when I first started doing this, I could see the thoughts attack everybody else too.
Yes.
I could see them just worried hit him. Is that normal? I mean, I could see their thoughts when they attack them. You can see their eyes change.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh my, I can't believe it. I never have seen this before.
Yeah.
But just doing it, it's just amazing. I mean, I really do thank you, man, from the bottom of my heart.
You're welcome. You stay with it.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Merry Christmas. Amazing. Eternal life is for all who will receive it. Really. It's done. It's finished. And all you got to do is open up for it. You got to let go. Let go of everything you think is right or wrong. You got to forgive. You got to forgive by realizing you're wrong for resenting. You're playing God, and you will never know God. Let me go to April out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Hey, April.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how are you?
All is well. Thank you so much, you and Charlie, for this amazing shirt.
I'm glad that you like it.
I love it.
Awesome. I just wanted to make sure I was wanted to get something for you that was special because, you know, we enjoy our punchies and sending super chats and things like that. And we had so much fun and enjoyed coming to see y'all when we were there a few months ago. So I'm just glad it got to you.
Well, it did. And it was amazing to meet you guys. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. You missed an amazing women's forum last night. It was like,
oh.
It was like, Lord, have mercy.
Jesse, I'm going to have to come early so I can make you a pecan pie to bring to church.
Oh,
so,
nice.
We have to find some area there to stay to get an Airbnb or something. We don't really know too much about the area, so we'll have to email somebody to ask.
Right.
What would be a good place to stay.
Yeah.
But we enjoy. We've probably been listening to you for a couple of years now, and it's just day by day, like I was saying. You know, I just have to ignore the thought. I see him, and I know when I'm being devilish, you know, and I'm just like, this is not me,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So you just, oh, it's just like the thoughts are just boom, 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 you know, they'll just come, and then you're just like, what in the world? I can't even believe I just thought that, but it ain't me thinking that, though, you know? But
it's
just
not
evil.
You. That's right.
It's just evil. But,
that's why
I just wanted
this last week. Homework for the fellowship is like encourage the people to become thought watchers. And so to catch the first thought and don't go with another one. Just catch the first one and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's going to blow your mind.
Okay. I will definitely do that. The first one's normally the doozy, and then it's just a downhill spiral from there.
Absolutely. It's amazing, too, that our thoughts are not our own, and the thoughts don't belong to us. But we think that they do, even though they destroy us, we still think that they're our thought. It's crazy. It's insane.
Yeah, it is crazy. And I can't tell you what I do, but I do work on a military base because I think I told you that a while back.
Right.
But yep. Now I am off Christmas Eve. And the day after Christmas, thanks to the Great White Hope.
I know. So, I saw that.
I was telling people, you're welcome.
Right.
What does he have to say today?
Let me check. President Trump said that, folks, December 24th and 25th. And 26 is a holiday off now. So everybody's off. So let me chat to show my appreciation, too.
Oh, Don, you're a little controversial. You're talking about illegal immigration. I said it's illegal.
Amazing. The Great White Hope.
Absolutely. But it's such a blessing to talk to you. I actually got to hop back to work. But
all right. Thank you, April.
Yeah. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Let Charlie know I love the shirt as well.
I will.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first time caller, Joseph out of Texas. Let's see here. Joseph, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, Joseph.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I went to that march with Jake Lang in Plano the other week, and it was amazing.
Nice.
It got me closer to Christ.
That's the guy we had on the show, right, Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
And so, it got me closer to Christ, and, you know, doing security for him that day, too, and everything.
So going to that rally got you closer to Christ?
Yeah, I believe it did, because I've been not really a believer, like, the majority of my adult life, but just going to my first rally, you know, actually being there, you know, it kind of opened my eyes a lot.
In what way?
It just made me realize, you know, there really is a battle between good and evil.
But it's happening on the inside of you, not the outside of you.
Even though I'm seeing it, like, in front of me?
I'm sorry?
Even though I'm seeing it, like, in front of me, like, being there?
But that was just a thrill.
Right.
Two devils fighting one another because they both think that they are right. And so they're fighting each other. If you really, 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 really want to know the Father and the Son, if you really want to see the spiritual battle that's happening, you got to look inside yourself.
Right. I understand.
Have you overcome your anger?
Not all of it.
And why not? Why have you dropped all of it?
I really haven't really thought about it, honestly.
And why not?
I've been too caught up in, you know, my life and, you know, figuring out what I need to do besides work.
Oh, why don't you turn attention to within? Go to work, do your work, but why don't you see what's going on with you so you can overcome the spirit of evil inside of you?
Yes, sir. I will do that. I never really thought about it like that.
Yeah. And have you heard me say you got to forgive your mother?
Yes, I have. And also, how do I go about that? What do I actually forgive? What do I actually need to forgive her for?
For recreating you in her image. By imposing her will on you, turning you against your father, pretending that she's a victim, and she made you angry. And as a kid, and the moment you became angry, you became like her. You think like her, you feel like her, and it's not going to change until you forgive her for what she's done to you.
And will she understand this? Yeah.
She doesn't need to understand. You need to see for yourself that, yes, I do have this resentment toward her or anger or whatever you want to call it. And I realize now she can help herself. I can't help myself. This thing is controlling me. And then you apologize for resenting her, and God will forgive you. Don't ask for forgiveness. You forgive her, and God will forgive you. And it doesn't matter if she understands or not. That's on her. Because most women love their misery, she may not want to admit that she was wrong. That's on her. You forgive her, God will forgive you. And forgive your father for not protecting you from her. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with her. And I'm telling you, everything would change, Joseph. You will have a clear mind.
I really appreciate that. Yeah, I'll do that for sure before Christmas.
Yeah. And don't worry about if she understands or not. If she start crying, when she's crying, she's lying. If she get mad, that's on her. Whatever she does has nothing to do with you. You leave her misery. Just don't resent her anymore. You'll be fine.
Thank you very much, Jesse. And I just want to say your show has been amazing for me. It's like it keeps me happy, and it's something to look forward to every day. And I really appreciate you.
Right on. Merry Christmas, and stay with it, all right?
Have an amazing day.
You too, buddy. Amazing. Merry Christmas. Like these videos. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on YouTube, Mare Mare or Mare Mare. Welcome, new JLP show member.
Thank you. Amazing.
Dilly 2000, the shooter ain't black. Referring to the Brown University shooter.
Oh, yeah. It's a foreigner, though. With a man of color. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Dilly. Enlightened 1996. Jesse, last stream you said your country is gone. It's not coming back. Why? It can come back and be good. Why do you think it's like that?
Because the human heart is evil, and they have fear and doubt, and white people giving up. Ain't no way it's coming back. Look at it. It's so far down the road now, it ain't coming back. Really. It's not coming back. The good old days are gone. Amazing. Thank you.
No more thoughts, Butter Coffee. Why is it so easy to see the stick in someone else's eye, but not the log in my own?
Because your ego, you don't want to see that you're wrong. But once you do, you would never judge another human being because you will have understanding coming from within you, and you're not going to judge anyone else. But you got to see it in you first and admit that you're wrong. Amazing. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus, as always, on Bond JLP on Cash App.
Amazing.
Pastor Chatelet on Pilled.net gifted 444 gold pills. Hank and Uncle Jesse, the Marxist left is calling the orange man President Snow. And Snow is white, so it's not orange man bad. It's white man bad now. Amazing.
Amazing. Well, white is right, and they know it. They can't help it, Pastor Chatelet.
He said,
they call him king. They have king rallies. Some call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some call him daddy. And so now they call him white.
Snow.
They call him snow. Snow is beautiful. I call him the great white. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
He said, the left can't meme because they are the meme.
Yeah. What a mess.
Ybor City Fred says, elaborate. This is on Rumble, a Rumble rant.
You got to know how to rumble.
He has a request. Elaborate on catching the first thought and how to do it. Thank you and Merry Christmas. Christmas tree, gift, and thanks, praying hands.
You want to tell him?
So a thought comes to mind.
Are you doing it?
Well, here and there. A thought comes to mind. Ideally, you catch it, and you don't go down the road that the next thought takes you, and that one takes you too.
Right.
Yeah.
So catch that very first thought that come. Let me see. Can I think of an example? Oh, I'm afraid. Let's say you get a thought that said, I'm afraid to go on stage. I'm afraid. Don't go beyond that. Don't go with the next one and the next one and the next one. All right? Just start with that one, and you'll see. I can't tell you the result because I had to wait until Sunday, but that's what it means to catch the first thought. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Ybor City Fred, if I'm not butchering your name. And even if I'm not, even if I am. Chris 302 says, I realize I am my thoughts and my life is changing. And I don't know if that's a typo or if that was intentional, saying he is his thoughts. Maybe he meant that he's not his thoughts.
You're really not your thoughts. You're not your thoughts. You're not the emotions. You're not your feeling. You're not your body. You're not the past. You're not the future. You're not your job. You're not your husband. You're not your wife. You're not your children. You're none of those things. You're neither black nor white. None of those things. You got to let all identity go and stop calling them you. I wish you well, though. Amazing.
Thank you, Chris. Imported TV, God's timing is perfect.
All the time. And it's always right now. It's amazing, too, that in God there is no time. And you can find out if this is true or not. Stay present. And the only reason you think that time is this because you think time is this. Stop thinking. Stop thinking. Why don't you stop thinking, Hank?
Yeah, it's so tempting to think.
What a mess. Thank you.
Skip Log, God and Jesus, drinking mocha lattes, still waiting for Tony to build himself a chimney. Merry Christmas, Tony, and all Jesse's little case resters.
Tony from California doesn't believe that black people have chimneys on their home. What the? Talking about living in the hood.
So he doesn't think Santa comes to black people's houses.
No. What a mess. Thank you.
Anthony L. with a shocked, wide-open-mouthed, wide-eyed sticker guy. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Amazing.
1017 Pow Pow, Paula, with stars and heart on either side. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday and Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Free and Sanctified, welcome, new JLP show member.
Right on. Thank you, Free and Sanctified.
That's right.
If anybody asks what's the matter with me, tell them I'm saved and sanctified and running for my life. Oh, Lord. Amazing. Thank you.
Nick LeBoy on Rumble, another Rumble rant, biblical question.
When people say, my prayers go out, what do they mean?
I believe as long as you don't get a thrill from it or identify with it, it's neither good nor bad. I simply wish them well, say, may they rest in peace, and go about my day, says Nick LeBoy.
And so, but what do people mean when they say it?
He doesn't answer that directly. He's just saying it's neither good nor bad if people don't get a thrill from it or identify with it. So he's
saying it's neither good nor bad that people say, my prayer goes out.
Right.
Oh.
As long as they don't get a thrill from it or identify with it, he says.
But what does it mean when they say it?
He doesn't answer that part.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Don't quite understand it, but thank you.
Walking Roscoe gifted 5 gift memberships on Jesse Lee Peterson channel.
Thank you very much. Amazing.
Mew is a cute dog, Kappa. Jesse, I think I may be your biological trans son. That's different.
Amazing. I got to stop there, Hank.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Stuart out of Maryland. Stuart, you are on the air.
Jesse Lee Peterson, great day in the morning. How are you, sir?
All is well. Thank you.
Jesse Lee, I guess it has been about a year now. I found you some kind of how on YouTube. We've spoken a few times, and I do not expect you to remember.
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
No, sir.
Stuart,
no, sir. But, but this might...
Hold for me. Let me take a quick break, all right?
Oh, go ahead, brother. Sure.
That way I can be fair with your call. I'm about to take a break. Hate news is coming. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. Straight to the callers. The hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought... Because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. We'll be right back.
some serious mess going on in this old hero world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Express Yourself Friday, the 19th of December, AD 2025. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back for the third and final hour of the show here today, y'all. And we'll get to more of your super chats. We do see them and appreciate them. And hopefully we'll get to all of your calls. Appreciate you hanging in there. And more great stories. Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN reporting about those seven people who died in that small private jet crash shortly after takeoff in Statesville, North Carolina, Thursday. Former NASCAR driver. Oh, I didn't take the time to look up how to say his name, but Greg Biffle or Biffle, B-I-F-F-L-E, or maybe neither of those pronunciations, and his wife and two children among the victims, and three other passengers aboard the Cessna 550. NASCAR said they were devastated by Biffle's death, and describing him as a more than a champion driver. He was a beloved member of the NASCAR community, a fierce competitor, and a friend to so many. I'll call him Greg, but his last name is Biffle. He's considered one of NASCAR's 75 greatest drivers with 19 career wins, according to a news release from the racing series. And childhood vaccines, the Department of So-Called Health and Human Services planning to overhaul the nation's childhood vaccine schedule. Could be a good thing to recommend fewer shots, so said someone familiar with the matter to Call Me Nonsense on Thursday. Tattletailing, maybe? Anyway, the expectations of the United States schedule would closely align or potentially mirror recommendations in Denmark, the source said. Denmark doesn't currently recommend immunization against RSV, respiratory syncytial virus. Pardon my butchering of the term, syncytial virus, RSV, for children, whereas the United States does. RSV is a leading cause of hospitalization to infants, says Commie Nonsense. Denmark also does not recommend vaccines for rotavirus, hepatitis A, meningococcal, flu, or chickenpox, all of which are in the schedule for the U.S. children. Imagine that. Us normal kids used to just get chickenpox. Anyway, the plan has not been finalized, but the source said the announcement will likely come in 2026. And Putin had his annual end-of-year news conference, I guess. Russian President Vladimir Putin, that is, today, signaling there would be no compromise in the Ukraine. He emphasized Russia is ready and willing to finish the conflict by peaceful means. That would be nice. But also claimed Russian troops are advancing across the whole of the front line. Putin went on to list multiple towns and villages he said his troops were close to capturing. Meanwhile, EU leaders announced a multi-billion-dollar funding plan to support Ukraine's economy and military over the next 2 years. The deal struck earlier today provides a crucial lifeline to the country, which was rapidly running out of money. What a mess, huh? And TikTok signed a deal to spin off their U.S. assets with an American investor group, so-called American. So interesting, huh? Congress is already on Christmas vacation. Isn't that nice? D.C. leaders, so-called leaders, heading home for the holidays, leaving a big question hanging over Obamacare subsidies. Whatever. Tennessee governor, he pardoned the country, if you want to call him that, star Jelly Roll. He's a, I think, big kind of fat white guy with face tattoos, not to be confused with other bigger, fatter white guys with face tattoos. Jelly Roll was pardoned for his criminal past in the state of Tennessee after years of struggle and transformation, they say. Congratulations, sir. And I guess you should say congratulations to Pete Davidson. He's been with all these gals, some of them like right after they break up with rappers sometimes, or visionaries, you might say. But Elsie Hewitt is his partner, they're calling her. She's a model, and she's a little bit younger than him, so I guess that's okay. And they welcomed both of their first child named Scotty, i.e., it's a girl. I'm James Hake, now JLP, Hour 3.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and Merry Christmas. It's Friday. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, when people say, my prayers goes out, what do they mean? My prayers goes out. What do they mean? Really, I want to know. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and we're going to get to your super chats and all that, I'm sorry, but if you're out and about and you just can't watch the show because you got to run and do what you got to do, you got to go celebrate the King's rally and all that because you see Donald Trump as a king, you can podcast the show, but you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, and we are going to get to all of your super chats and all that. To donate to have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/bondjlptalk. No. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. What? Not Bond JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. My bad. It's Friday. Get it off your chest Friday. Whatever's on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Sherry Bester says she had just stepped out of Millennium Station when a man lashed out at her.
He yelled, and then he swung and hit me in my left thigh.
It's a jungle.
At least three women attacked in a loop Wednesday morning, all apparently at random.
We did empathy, we sacrificed.
Who all's going to protect us?
Y'all, I'm in Kroger, and you would not believe the audacity some people have. This woman is with another woman, and she's like, sir, can you reach this off the top shelf for me? We're short. I look at them, I look at him, he look at me, he said, boo. The fact that he knew he needed permission. The audacity.
And this is the best we have.
What a heifer. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Stuart, back to Stuart. I had to put him on hold there. Stuart, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Jesse. No, you never ask a black man, does he remember? That's what you were saying.
Yes.
But you might remember. But you might remember this. I was the one who was a little boy, and my daddy petitioned for visitation, and my mom about an hour and a half ride to get to the court. And when you're a certain age, you could stand up and tell the judge whether you wanted to see your daddy or not. My mom told me she would make my life a living hell if I got up in front of that judge and told him I wanted to see my daddy. And I felt like I just felt tiny from it. You know, it was terrible. It was a terrible thing for a young child.
Yeah.
And you said that's evil. Now, do you remember that one a little bit? Now, I know you told me not to ask you, but do you remember that?
I don't. What the?
You don't? That's no problem.
Yeah.
That's no problem. Look,
really, but
that's
I
not,
don't. But it's all amazing.
That's not why I called you.
Okay.
I forgave my mother, and she doesn't want to talk to me no more, and that's fine. You told me to let her stay in her hell, period.
Yes.
That's
yes.
what you told me to do.
Absolutely.
I forgave him my father. He doesn't want to hear it. These people are in the 80s. They don't want to hear it. And you told me the same thing. Let him lay in his hell. That's what he wants to do. All you can do is the right thing. I did that. The silent prayer, I've been doing that once a day for sure. Sometimes twice a day, but for sure I give it a good 35 minutes every day at 2 o'clock. I find it's easier to keep it on schedule. I want to say this to you. You have changed my life. The silent prayer, forgiving my mother, forgiving my father. A year has gone by where I can actually see, and I don't have all that up and down roller coaster ride,
yeah.
feeling good, feeling bad. When you first told me these things, I said, well, I've either got to believe this man and trust him and go with this, or those demons in your head will quickly, oh, no, you don't need to do this. You don't need to do any silent prayer at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
But in any event, I want to tell you that it works. And how do I know it works? Because I had a man step to me this summer. I had an older black man that wanted to fight. But you know what? Back in the day, I would have took it to him because that's exactly who I was. But I've changed so much, I didn't even feel anything. When
yeah.
the man stepped to me with violence, I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel anger. I didn't feel hatred. I didn't feel anything. And when he got done with his foolishness, I just stood there and listened to him, and I told him that God loved him and have a nice day. So
amazing.
I've been tested a couple times, and I feel nothing. Nothing. I don't feel nothing. That's so unlike me, and the ego is gone. That's what it is. The ego's gone. Now, I asked you one time before, I said, Jesse, how did you learn this? And you said, you asked God to let you see. That's what you told me.
Yes.
You said, I asked him to allow me to see. Well, when I do the silent prayer, I've done the same thing. What I see when I do the silent prayer is a very strong pinpoint of light, and it's just as brighter than any light I've ever seen, but it's small. But when I asked him to let me see, I'd been begging him, please let me see. Well, I was doing a silent prayer, and I saw in my mind just as clear right there above my eyebrows. You said, focus above your eyebrows. You remember you telling people you used to tell that?
Yes.
Let your eyeballs fall back in your socket and focus up there.
That's where the
what
thoughts
I saw,
come through.
What I saw in that place, it was a black background, and there was a little child. It was a little white child, and it really wasn't a male or a female. I would say 8 or 9, 10 years old. I didn't know the child, and it was dying right in front of my eyes. That little child died and faded out right there in front of my eyes, and it was disturbing. But behind it was something more disturbing. There was the evilest joker that I've ever seen in my life, and I'm not trying to be crazy. I hope you don't think I'm crazy saying this, but I mean, I'm being truthful with you. I saw one of the evilest faces. It looked like a half man, half wolf. Dude, and snarled his teeth at me, and then that faded away too. And I've searched in my mind, what could that be? What could you have seen? Did you fall asleep? Were you dreaming? Because I hold my fingers up like you used to do it and count thumb, one, first finger, second finger, third finger, to keep myself present while I'm doing it. That's what you used to teach. So with that being said, I think my ego died right then and there, and I think that evil joker was who had been in my mind all these years. Now, is that crazy, or is that what you think about that?
It's not crazy, but the only thing I recommend is that you stop thinking about even that, and then you will see clearly. But it's just demons in the mind, and that's what's going on, and those demons hate the fact that you're surrendering to the light. Because they do not want the light to reveal them. They don't want you to see that. So that's amazing. Don't try to figure it out. It's just getting even clearer for you.
with that being said, everything with my life, I don't have any ups and downs. I just, people come and tell me things, and I don't feel a whole lot of emotion with that.
Right.
I don't feel all that up and down. I don't feel it.
Yeah.
It's almost, it's not that you're numb. You just don't feel any of that, and it's a beautiful place to be. And Jesse, if I had found you when I was a young man, I know that my life and the paths I've taken would have been different. But I don't want to get deep into it. We've gotten deep before, but I just have to say one more time, and I've thanked you before, but my goodness, I got to thank you. I don't even know what to say. I don't know how to thank you enough. You told me last time, I said, how can I thank you? And you said, you can let that light shine. And I do that everywhere I go. I truly do. I try to make an example to show other people there's another way to live. That's all I can do. Would you agree with that one?
Absolutely, 100%. And all you got to do now is just stay present. Don't go back into the thoughts. Don't go back into the emotions. Just stay present. The light is with you, and you have not seen anything yet. Just stay present.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I did not know what you meant by keeping these thoughts into captivity. Maybe this will help some of your other people that's listening and don't know either. I can feel it, and I know this sounds crazy too, but maybe right in the center of my chest. I may have a sad memory of something. Well, if I can get a hold of that, because it's almost you can feel it growing, like it's getting bigger in your body through your chest, right on through you.
Yeah.
I can squeeze it back from where it came from. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's the way it makes sense to me. And when these thoughts get going, I just send them back where they came from, squeeze them back. Don't let them envelop me. Put them back in captivity. I grew up in the country. A horse got out, you had to get him back in before he got hit on the road. You know what I mean? Then you got a lawsuit on you. So it's like getting that horse back in that pasture so he don't get hit on the road, and then you got a lawsuit. But I have to tell you, brother, everything that you have said is 100% correct. If there's people out there on the line listening to me right now, no, it's real. It's absolutely real, and I can't do anything but thank you. And no, it ain't no Bible thumper a Thursday, but I've kept this little tab in my Bible for months in case I talk to you again. And I'm going to say it before we go here. It says, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for.
That's
but
right.
The Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. There it is right there. He intercedes for us through wordless groans.
Yep.
And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. And that busted out to me when that wordless groans. Well, I might not be groaning when I'm doing my silent prayer, but it's sure wordless. And there it is right in the Bible. So I just wanted to share that as well. And because of time, I'm not going to hold you. There's more people you can help. Jesse Lee, thank you. Merry Christmas to you. I appreciate all that you have done. I've gone back and listened to you back in the 90s, back in some of when you were a young man. Man, you were on fire back then. I'm telling you what's the truth. I enjoy it. But look, Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year. I hope to speak to you next year and give you even a better message. But if this is my Christmas present to you, brother. You've shown me the light. I did exactly what you said, and I can see the light, and I can feel a difference in my life. And thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. A merry, merry Christmas. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And you haven't seen anything yet. It is paradise on earth inside of you. So stay with it, man.
It feels wonderful inside not to have any emotions.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful feeling.
Absolutely.
I can't tell you. Well, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but others don't. It's
right.
A wonderful feeling.
It's amazing.
Look, I got to roll, brother.
Thank you, buddy. Amazing.
Take care of yourself.
All right, you too.
Yes,
now.
Sir.
Amazing. Really. If you want to be free, you got to let go of you. Let me go to Florida and talk to Elliman, I believe. Is it Elliman?
Yes.
Hello? Elliman, come to your phone.
Yes, I'm here. You hear me now?
It sounds like you're in a hole or something.
No. I was in. You hear me now?
Are you on a speaker or something?
No. I'm on the actual phone.
Oh, okay. Let's try and see what happened. Go ahead.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
morning. First thing I have to say is that, you know, like I said before, God is great, God is good, all praise to Him.
Hold on a minute, Element. Hold on. Don't hang up, buddy. I know you've been waiting a long time, but your phone is really bad. And you've been waiting long. I want to be fair to you. So just hold on. I'll let Derek talk to you about it, and then I'll come right back to you as soon as he get it figured out. All right? Let me go to Derek. Let me know when he is ready. Let me go to Louis, a first-time call out of Arizona. Let's see. Louis, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, sir.
Wow, so much I could talk to you about. I just wanted to say I appreciate your ministry. You relate to so much of what you're saying, you know, just from my own personal life going through things. So start with that. And if, you know, if there's something specific you want to talk about, I could probably throw out some things.
Well, no, you're welcome. And you stay with it and stay with it, stay with it.
Yeah. So here's a question for you. What do you think about the fact of good and evil? Like, I was always raised as a, you know, Christian, so much read the Bible, tried to like heal people, do all, you know, been around the world, traveled. So many Christians teach that, like, you know, there's this war between God and the devil. And then you see, I mean, really, if you read the Bible, you see devils bowing to God, going before him, and Job answering to him, him sending them out, him creating everything, really. So what do you think about that? Like, that he created everything. And I know there's a conflict between those light and the dark, and I understand that.
Well, there is no conflict with the light toward darkness. Darkness has no authority.
Absolutely.
It has no power, no nothing. It's just that the light, the darkness has no authority. It has no power. It has nothing. And so the darkness is not a challenge to the light at all. And so only thing the darkness can do is live inside the mind of a human being and deceive that human being to make them think and believe things that are not true in order to keep them away from the light so that they can evil can dwell in the minds and hearts of human beings.
So like a light switch turns on, you don't see dark struggling with it.
When there is a light, there is no more darkness.
And then would you say that God created both good and evil? Obviously, he did, right? I mean,
well, God created, Satan was created by God, and Satan decided that he wanted to be his own God in the same way that human beings have decided that they want to be God, and that's why they're unwilling to forgive so that they can know that they are not God. They want to be God. They want to think that. They think that knowing the knowledge of good and evil make them God, but it's really deceiving them, and they are children of evil.
What about the fact, like, would you say evil is a force? Almost like, you know, he created good and evil day and night, and then it's a force, and then obviously there are demons that dwell in the darkness.
I don't know what that means.
Like, is it like he created good and evil as, like, is it some kind of a, like, energetic field or something? Or is it just, like, I don't know. I guess it's, I'm overthinking it too
much. Yeah, because I don't understand what you're asking now. What the?
Yeah. No, I get it. You know,
just an illusion. There's nothing real about it at all.
Right. And I mean, I just think that so often I was taught, like almost like the devil was a God science experiment gone bad. You know, like he made this, and then it was like, oh man, look at this guy. He's not listening to me anymore. And then you have this war, right?
No, you should forget about all that you've been taught. You've been taught wrong.
Okay. Yeah.
Why don't you drop all that? It's confusing you.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
Why don't you drop all that you've been taught?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's it doesn't really help anything.
Why don't you drop it all?
Yeah. No, I could see that. Just let it go.
Why don't you drop all that you've been taught?
No, I will. I mean, I am. I do think it's in the process of doing so. And just for the sake of conversation, I guess, you know, making conversation. But I do also see what you're saying about that, the silent prayer being into more of a state of just like knowing and seeing rather than so much with thought. And I did kind of pass through that channel, like you were talking about, just kind of letting go of all those thoughts and imaginations. Yeah, that still comes, you know, we dabble in it a little bit, we're human, but coming to a place of just like seeing and knowing more where you're kind of just observing, watching, and you're more aware of things rather than, you know, having like a thought, which is becomes almost like a story or a fantasy and an imagination.
Why don't you forget about all that you've been taught?
Okay.
No, that was a question.
So everything I've been taught.
Yes.
And then what? You just sit there in the quiet place and just be still?
And then let the light, let the truth guide you and teach you and renew your mind. Why don't you let everything you've been taught from the Christian go? Because it's not working and it would never work. Why not let it go?
Well, and that's really good advice. I mean, there is a lot of stuff.
No, that wasn't advice. I'm asking, why don't you let it all go?
I would you say it's a process that, and probably that's a process that I've been in.
But why are you calling it a process? Why do that? Why not just let it go?
Yeah. Well, I see what you're saying.
But you're not answering the question.
Oh, I am. I am doing that.
But not actually, because you see a question, somebody, this, you know, the thing that just taught you about Jesus and the energy of Satan and all that. Why not forget all that? It's just knowledge, and it will keep you away from knowing God. Why not forget everything?
And just come into that state of, like, kind of being.
Why not just forget everything?
Okay. I will.
But I'm asking.
I mean, you just, you can't forget everything because
why
I think
not?
At some point, yeah, then you wouldn't have anything to talk about.
I'm sorry?
We wouldn't have anything to talk about.
Why do you say that?
Because you forget everything.
But
there'd
why
be nothing there. You'd be just there, like forgetting everything.
Why don't like, you why don't you do it and see what happens?
Okay.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yeah.
You told her?
Yeah, I mean, she didn't get it, you know. But I definitely see what you're saying, like, as far as...
What did you say to her?
You know, I just said that, you know, exactly trying to remember now, you know, but I have forgiven her.
What did you say to her when you went and forgave her?
I mean, I see her all the time. I can talk to her anytime, really. I've been coming forward, like, you know, but...
But what did you say to her when you went and forgave her?
I mean, to be honest with you, I had to forgive more of like my wife. I was mad at God. I was mad at everything, you know, for a while there. And I didn't realize that I was doing it. It was more like inside of me, and you know, you're a Christian, you're not supposed to be angry. So I just kind of like pushed it off. But it started eating me up inside, even making me sick.
What did you say to your mother when you went and forgave her?
She just got annoyed, you know, like she would, and aggravated.
What did you say to your mother when you went and forgave her?
I honestly don't even remember. I just remember being like realizing it and then kind of saying something to her about it and like just kind of her getting frustrated. And I just walked away.
What did you say to her when you went and forgave her?
I don't remember. Honestly,
if
I
did. How do you know you went and forgave her then?
Well, because in my heart, I forgive. And like I said, that was anger that was eating me up. But I wasn't even just mad at her. I understand what you're saying about that evil spirit passing through the woman. You know, I've seen that. And I could go into, you know, about that. But, you know, I mean, when I started to see the darkness in my heart, you know, I was at my worst place. So I just
wanted
to
die. What did your mother say when you went and forgave her?
Like I said, I don't remember the words.
I mean, what did you say to her when you went and forgave her?
I don't honestly remember. I just remembered like you saying it and me kind of thinking it and just being like, yeah, you know, I do forgive you. You know, I mean, there's a lot there probably to unpack too, like the frustrations of, you know, childhood. And
did you go and forgive your mother?
Yeah.
What did you say to her?
Like I said, I really don't remember.
But
if
how do you
did,
know you went and forgave her then?
Well, I mean, I could go to her again right now and just be like, hey, Mom, I forgive
you. How do you,
you
know
for
you went and forgave
whatever.
Her if you don't remember it?
Well, I know in my heart, like, where I've forgiven, you know, like I said, I held on to a lot of anger. Not just
how do
mother,
you know you went and forgave your mother if you don't know what you said to her?
Well, I could tell you because I don't feel anger anymore. And I feel it dissolving, like kind of just disappearing like ice would melt.
And so what did you say to your mother when you went and forgave her?
I could remember. I probably just said, hey, Mom, do you forgive me or whatever? That's pretty much it.
You said to your mother, hey, Mom, you forgive me?
Yeah.
But so you haven't forgiven your mother then?
I mean, what am I supposed to say? I mean, I just, you know, that stuff happened in our childhood. Whatever aggravations that I have towards her, I released them myself.
So you haven't forgiven your mother then?
Well, I could go to her, but I mean, what do I say? You know, I didn't like all the things you did.
So you haven't forgiven your mother?
Oh, I have. I told you I have.
No, you said you asked her to forgive you, but you haven't gone and forgiven her.
Well, I mean, I could say to her, "Hey, Mom, forgive me for resenting you."
So you haven't gone and forgiven your mother?
Well, I could go and verbally do that, but I have forgiven. That's what I'm telling you. In my heart, I've forgiven.
Haven't gone and forgiven her?
I mean, I could go to her and say it to her, you know, but and say, hey, you know, I'm sorry for resenting you.
So you have not gone and forgiven her?
You're saying I've not. I'm telling you I have. I've forgiven her. I've released that.
You went to your mother and forgave her?
Yeah, for the resentment and things.
What did you say to her?
I had towards her, really. I mean, that's on me, more on her. You know, if I have only resentment against somebody or anger against somebody, that's more on me.
What did you say to her when you went and forgave her?
I mean, not really. I guess you're right. I guess I haven't.
That was a question. What did you say to her when you went and forgave her?
I like, it was just kind of like in a passing conversation. And I was just like, it wasn't really well thought out, I guess, you know?
What did you say to her when you went and forgave her?
I guess I just said, I forgive you, you know, and that was it. And I was like, forgive
me. You went to your mother and told her that?
Like, no, I guess I did, like I said, just have that conversation quickly in passing.
What?
It was like, you know, we're just talking.
Lewis.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know, because you keep repeating the same thing, and I'm telling you the same thing over and over.
Why don't you go and put how are you going to be free if you don't go and face your mother? How would God forgive you? How would God forgive you if you don't go and deal with your mother? How would he forgive you?
So, I mean, what are you saying, that I'm still mad at her? And I still need to get
how would God forgive you if you don't go and face your mother and forgive her?
But again, I don't really feel like I'm have any unforgiveness towards her.
How would God forgive you? And then I got to run because of time. But how would God forgive you if you don't go and face her? How old are you?
50.
What?
Yeah.
How would God forgive you if you don't face your mother and forgive her?
Well, we have to forgive everybody, not just our mothers.
How would God forgive you if you don't face your mother and forgive her?
I mean, he won't forgive us if we don't forgive
others. Would God forgive you if you don't face your mother and forgive her?
He won't. He Amazing. Won't forgive us.
Let me know when you do it. I got to take a break. The Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live. and stretch off on pews.net. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back. Good morning. Merry Christmas. Like these videos. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of the hour. The Hake Report. The .com. You sure .com? Yes. The Hake Report .com. And James Hake is on fire. The women's forum was amazing last night. Really. It was like, it's not happening anywhere in the world like that. Really. And the ladies, if you all are listening, stay with it. I see the growth light. It's amazing, too. I don't know when the growth happened, but I definitely see the growth in you. All of you. All of the ladies. Brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Brand new episode. I had a talk with Pastor Chrissy Miles, and she is a pastor at Influence Church and the co-founder of Miles Media, Inc. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Do you believe that human beings are in a fallen state?
We were all born into sin, but the good news is that we can be born again.
Anyone that has anger or evil, they play God.
When you can fix the heart issue, then you can fix the acts of the flesh. Your behavior is just a byproduct of the things that you believe.
God and Christ, Christ over man, man over woman. Every time the man listens to a woman, he suffers.
I don't think that that's true.
Yeah. Oh, the Fallen State at 11 a.m. right after the Hake Report today and every Friday. Support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the Fallen State, either on the YouTube channel or locals.com/Jesse Lee Peterson or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And we have a brand new episode of the, and then after the Fallen State, the American Anchor Baby, flying high off energy, not off fentanyl, not off pot, but energy, natural energy given to him by God. The same energy the Great White Hope has. The American Anchor Baby. And then check out Punches TV, a brand new episode of Punches TV, PUNCHIE.TV. You can podcast. It's amazing. It has a brand new producer, Kurt. Amazing. And then thank you all for your support, helping us to help others. Go to rebuildingaman.com/donate, rebuildingaman.com/donate. or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, or you can mail it in. But you can check a money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D, send it to P.O. Box 35, Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or hit the scan the QR code. I ain't used to that. Scan the QR code to support Bond. And I thank you in advance. Lots of work to do. Let me go to first-time caller Sandra out of Kentucky. Sandra, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Sandra.
Hi. So I'm fairly certain that I'm dealing with a demon right now. It's been the worst spiritual warfare I've ever gone through in my entire life, and I wanted to get your take on it.
Okay.
So I was going to leave my husband in July. I've been in a very abusive relationship emotionally, physically, for the past 7 years. And I finally got the guts to take my kids and leave him.
Come back to your phone, Sandra. Sit right into your phone.
Sorry.
Okay.
I finally got the guts to leave him, and I was looking for a place to live. I was packing my stuff. And then I found out that he was dying, really, really close to dying. I mean, his heart's only working at 10%, and it's pumping blood back into the heart and everything. So I'm like, how could I leave a dying man? I decided to stay and work on our marriage. I got him into counseling. I got him into our church, and I got him baptized, and the whole entire time, this was like 2 months, the whole entire time I found out he was draining all of our bank accounts. I mean, like millions of dollars, draining all of our bank accounts, taking me off everything he possibly could while he's pretending to work on our marriage. And he's literally working behind my back to slander me to everybody, cut me off from all my support systems. I've lost friends because he was paying. I have to be quiet, I'm on the phone. Sorry. He was paying $4,000 for rent for my friend while he was living at her house for a month. Didn't give us any money for months. He was actually even telling people that
Is it his son too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I found a letter. His mom ended up in the hospital, in the ICU, and I'm really, really close to his mom. And I wanted to be there. So I was there for the first 24 hours she was in the hospital. I wouldn't leave. And like, everyone was acting funny. Like they didn't want me there, him and his sister, which I never met. She lives in Texas. And I'm like, why would they want me? Like, why would they kick me out of the hospital? It made no sense at all. Cause like everyone knows I have a good relationship there. So I came home and I discovered letters written to his lawyer, that I was intending to kill him, to watch him die. I wouldn't call the ambulance. That I was a narcissist, that he wasn't safe to live here. He was trying to get me and my kids removed from the house, all behind my back, while I was just taking care of this man while he was sick. And sorry, I have really bad PTSD right now. I go into panic attacks just talking about it.
You have bad what?
CPTSD. It's like PTSD, but it's complex.
Oh.
So whenever I talk about this, I get really shaky. I start to hyperventilate and I go into panic attacks. I'm on medication now for it. So anyway, I found out all this while she was in the hospital. I found all the bank accounts drained, the slander written about me. It's been hell. So then we started getting a separation, which I wanted anyway, but I didn't want to do it while he was dying. His mom ended up dying. They wouldn't let me see her before she died, even though I did nothing to anybody. He has put motions in to get me removed from the house right before Christmas. He slandered me to everybody in our church. He slandered me to my own family. Well, they caught on by now what's really going on. But he's literally trying to destroy my entire life. And I have to be on medication. I have to pay for lawyers. I'm actually 100% convinced this is malignant narcissism, because even though I didn't have a background on narcissism, I didn't really know what it was. when he called me a narcissist in his letters, I'm like, what is a narcissist anyway? So I started looking up. I'm like, oh my gosh, this fits him like a glove. The specific malignant part. Because he like hurts me on purpose just because it's cruel. And like, I could be crying and it makes him angry. He's just like, there's so many things I could sit here and tell you about that are just plain evil. And I'm trying to co-parent with this man right now. And it's so hard because it's just like he uses like pickups and drop-offs to attack me. I was having a panic attack the other day when I was picking up my son. And he's making fun of me for having a panic attack, saying, good, I deserve to have a panic attack, calling me names. And it's just, I don't know how to deal with the co-parenting right now. And I don't know how to explain to like a normal person, like how evil this man is, because he's so good at putting on this performance in public and convincing people that he's like this biblical husband and he just wants what's best for his family. And behind the scenes, he's just so cruel and evil. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
It's really hard.
Your question for me is what?
Have you ever dealt with like a malignant narcissist, like on the level I'm describing? And
yes,
because I'm sure it's a demon at this point.
Right. And how long you been married?
We've been together for 7 years and married for 5.
And how many children?
We have one together, and then I have an older son.
And how old is your older son?
16.
And how old is the one you have with him?
4.
So you've been married before?
No.
Oh, you weren't married before. And so your
question... And he's also 30 years older than me. He's never been married, never had any kids.
And neither have you, right?
No. Oh,
okay. And how old are you?
I'm 36. He's 66.
Oh, okay. And so your question for me is what?
Because everyone else says that narcissism, especially on this level, because he has like psychopathic and antisocial traits too. Are you like, how sure are you that that level of sadism like would be demonic?
Repeat that.
Do you think that level of sadism is demonic? Like when somebody enjoys your pain and is like calculating to how they can hurt you in very creative ways, and they pretend like they're the victim.
Let me ask you this. Why don't you drop your anger?
Right now, I don't think I have anger. I have fear.
Why don't you drop your anger? Why don't you stop being angry?
I have no problem with that at all.
Why don't you stop being angry?
I can do that.
Why have you done it?
I'm scared.
But if you didn't have anger, you wouldn't be afraid. Why don't you stop being angry?
Well, I also found letters of him it was notes that were, I found in a file named Sandra, and everything on this file was about me, everything, and it was all slander.
Why don't you stop being angry?
I don't think I have anger.
You do have anger. Why don't you drop your anger?
I can.
Why don't you? Why haven't you?
Just discovering how calculated it's all been, I think, has been.
Why haven't you dropped your anger?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that, because it's just, I think, a lot to realize how calculated and malicious and evil.
Why don't you drop your anger?
I don't know what the right answer is.
Want to be free from anger?
I want to be free from fear. Yeah.
You can't be free from fear until you're free from anger. When the anger goes, then the fear will go too. Why don't you? Do you want to stop being angry in your life?
I really don't think I'm angry. I'm confused. I'm frustrated. I know frustration is a certain level of anger.
Do you want to stop being angry in your life?
I want to live a godly life.
You want to? Then you got to forgive your mother.
My mom?
She screwed you up.
Yeah, probably.
Why don't you forgive her for what she's done to you? Why haven't you? You said you're a Christian, right?
Yeah.
Why haven't you gone and forgiven your mother for recreating you in her image, screwing you up like this? Why have you done that?
That's a good question. So you think I'm attracted to people that are mean to me because of my mom?
Why have you gone to your mother and forgive her for screwing you up like this? Why have you done that if you're a Christian?
I think forgiveness is the easiest thing for me, actually.
Why have you gone and done that to your mother then? Why have you gone and forgiven her for what she's done to you?
I can forgive.
Why have you gone to your mother and forgiven her for what she's done to you?
Okay, I'll do that.
Why have you done it?
Yeah, I should. Yeah, I'll do that. I don't know if I haven't done that because I just kind of closed myself off from any more hurt.
I'm sorry?
And I think maybe I protect my heart at this point from any more, yeah, that's probably what it is. I'm probably been protecting my heart from any more damage from how I was raised.
Why haven't you gone and forgiven your mother because you become like her? Why haven't you gone to being a Christian, especially being a Christian, why haven't you gone to her and forgiven her for what she's done to you? Why have you not done that?
I mean, I didn't realize I needed to forgive her. And I mean, I guess you're right, though. I probably should.
How would God forgive you if you don't forgive her first?
Okay. I mean, I understand that some issues that I have could be from my own childhood, but the specific thing that I had a question about was my husband.
How would God forgive you if you don't forgive your mother?
Okay.
No, that was a question.
No, I know. He can't forgive unless if you have unforgiveness. I know that.
And so why haven't you faced her? Because of time.
I didn't realize there was unresolved trauma there until you just mentioned it.
You didn't know that you resented your mother?
No.
You didn't know you resented your mother?
Not until you just mentioned it. Now I'm realizing that I probably do.
And so... What was your reason? Why are you afraid of her if you don't resent her? I noticed you're afraid of your mother. Why are you afraid of her?
But I was talking about my husband, so I'm confused. Why? I'm confused how this conversation turned into my mom.
Why are you afraid of your mother?
Because I think she's unhinged sometimes and just goes off and... to her own little like tantrums, and it's really hard to reason with somebody that isn't good at reasoning with. I guess she's really difficult to reason with.
When you were growing up and you were asked your father to help you deal with her, did he help you deal with her?
No, my dad was really abusive towards her. He probably had his own demonic oppression going on.
Because he hated her. That's why he didn't know how to deal with the hell in her. Did your father help you deal with her?
No. He just left.
He left you alone with the devil?
They both had some devil in them, I think.
So your father left you alone with the devil, your mama?
I was living with both of them at different times alone, yeah. So they kind of, like, threw me back and forth.
So what is it like knowing that you became like your mother. You're hard to reason with. You blame everybody else but yourself. You're just like her. What is it like for you knowing that you're just like your mother? Because you don't want to be like her. What is it like knowing that you become like her?
I don't want to be hard to reason with. I think I'm a very reasonable person.
What is it like knowing that you become like your mother?
I don't want to be like anybody, but I want to look in the mirror and know that my heart is trying to be as much like Jesus as I possibly can get it.
Then and, you got to go and face your mother. And mother, I'm sorry for resenting you for screwing my life up, recreating me in your image, turning me away from my father. I realize now you can help yourself. You got to tell her that. And if she admits she did it, fine. If she doesn't, you apologize for resenting her, and then God will forgive you. And then forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. He didn't know how to deal with the hell in her. He married his mother. You marry what you hate, right? And so he married his mother. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother. You got to forgive him as well. Why have you done that?
That makes sense.
Why have you done it?
I didn't realize I needed to forgive them. I think I didn't realize how much childhood trauma I have for myself, because I know my husband has his own really, really messed up childhood.
What would happen if you took your eyes off your husband and deal with the hell that's in you so you can overcome it? What would happen if
I'm trying to.
What would happen if you stop looking at him but look at yourself only?
Yeah, I can.
What would happen if you did that? Start looking at yourself and stop looking at your husband and judging him.
I have decided that I do need to do that.
Why have you done it, knowing that you need to stop judging him, but overcome the hell that's in you?
Yeah, I can do that.
Why have
like I said, I was trying to tell you, I found
you. Being a Christian, why have you done that?
Like I said, the fear is kind of overriding everything at this point.
But you're not going to overcome the fear until you overcome the fear of your mother by forgiving her for what she's done to you.
Yeah. But I was trying to tell you, I found notes that he's like literally daydreaming and murdering me.
You're not going to overcome fear until you forgive your mother. You got to face your mother. The problem is not your husband. The problem is you. All of your problems are inside of you.
Okay.
And you're destroying the children. You're doing to your children what your mother has done to you. You're recreating them in your image as well. So here's what I recommend. Go and face your mother and forgive her. Don't ask for forgiveness, but forgive her for what she's done to you. And go to your father and forgive him for not protecting you from her. And do the silent prayer, rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. And I want you to call me back and let me know how things go.
Okay.
But all your problems are inside of you, not outside of you. And you got to forgive your mother because you're just like her. You're driving everybody crazy in the same way your mother drove your father crazy. You're just like her. And you're blaming your husband. You're blaming the cat. You're blaming your sons. You're blaming the dog. When the problem is inside of you, it's not going to get better until you drop your, until you forgive. You got to face your mother. The problem is inside of you.
This is why I don't even think I can, like, talk to men anymore about this, because I don't feel safe in conversations with men anymore.
Did you know that when she's crying, she's lying?
So you think I'm lying about being severely abused and having axes thrown at me and having a daydream about murdering me giving me panic attacks and then making fun of me while I'm in the middle of panic attacks and saying I deserve it? I don't understand.
Go forgive your mother and let me know how it goes. Will you do that?
Well, thank you for confirming that I can no longer open my heart up to men that don't understand what it's like to be abused and have a man set out to destroy your entire life, Jesse. I really appreciate you giving me more trauma.
Sandra, will you forgive your mother? Let me know how it goes.
I didn't call to talk about my mom. I called to talk about what I'm going through, and I have to be on medication right now. I probably need more medication right now.
Will you forgive your mother? Let me know how it goes.
Call me
back and let me know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Jackie 5 wishing JLP and crew a Merry Christmas from Tennessee.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Y'all need to come out for Honky Tonk Tuesday. You would love it.
It sounds good. Right on. Amazing. Thank you.
AKP, thank you for waking me up, Jesse. I've been asleep my whole life just wondering, do you do your Christmas shopping yourself or do you have an assistant do it for you? Merry Christmas to you and your experts.
Well, I sure ain't got no assistant to do it. If I do it, I definitely have to do it myself. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Jay Will, gotta get these Muslims out of my country, Jesse.
That's for sure. What a mess.
Fazul, answer to the BQ. What does it mean when they say, my prayers go out to you? It means, hey, look at me. Says Fazul.
Amazing. Thank you.
Jay Will, the march in Plano with Jake Lang was amazing. Last week's guest, the other week's guest.
I enjoyed talking to him. Amazing. Thank you.
Gregatron, nice new shirt, Jesse. Merry Christmas, everybody. The next shirt should be 90 going north. Jesse, you don't say 90 going north anymore.
Like 90 going north from Charlie and April out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my. A large to a fit just fine. Thank you.
Galunas, no message.
Thank you.
And soul conscious, Jesse, biblical question? It means nothing. An intellectual saying, all ego.
Thank you. I put my two cents in on Sunday.
Michael G, hey, Jesse and Hank, Anchor Baby, when JLP's appearance on Sam Hyde's show is coming out. Amazing.
Amazing. I don't know yet. I think.
Sooner or later.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was amazing discussion.
Someone, the snake pit is either really fine people or full R-words. Retards? Never go full R-word. The Lord reveals this to the simple and innocent what is hidden from wise and prudence. Matthew 11:25.
That's for sure. That's amazing. Thank you.
Nikki, is it wrong, quote unquote, to have sex when it's not for the purpose of creating a baby because it disturbs peace and clarity? Thanks.
Well, don't call it right or wrong. Just don't do it if you don't have to.
Nick,
amazing.
Nick LeBoy, my bag. I'm speak of French and slow. I think when it's in person, my prayers go out. It's okay. But done online, I think it's ego. The thrill of looking nice, empty prayer. Happy Friday.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents on Sunday.
Dada and Jesse, you're amazing. Wanted to share some interesting song lyrics. My soul must be iron because my fear is naked. I'm naked and fearless. My fear is naked.
Amazing. Thank you.
We'll have to read the rest later, guys.
The Hate Report is coming up now. I'll see you on Sunday. Check out everything. Bye. Thank you for your support. Amazing.
The views, information, thoughts and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. and donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.